With today's top stories, I'm Tonata Kadila. Windhoek will host the 5th Business Summit this Saturday, now supported by FNB Namibia and the City of Windhoek, as well as a media partner of Fresh FM. The event focuses on helping SMEs grow sustainably to support the economy. Summit founder Martin Nankela says the platform unlocks business potential.
It's ready to come together and address the elephant in the room, which is unemployment. We believe that entrepreneurship is a catalyst that we can use to solve for unemployment. We feel as though if we encourage people to start businesses and those that are in business to scale their businesses, they are able to contribute to this whole conversation of you know, solving for this high unemployment rate. But we also just want to give people the skills in running businesses, and that's why we are bringing over industry experts to speak about these things and also create a home where people can network and collaborate after the fact.
The Cancer Association of Namibia, in partnership with Pathcare, will host its annual fun walk this Saturday. The event will take place in Windhoek, Swakopmund, Rehoboth, Otjiwarongo, Tsume, and Walvis Bay. CEO Rolf Hansen has encouraged the public to show support for cancer awareness and early detection.
We're very excited to again launch the annual National Cancer Walk that will be taking place on Saturday, the 26th of July. We look forward to welcoming fellow Namibians in Windhoek, Rehoboth, Otjiwarongo, Shumep, Walvis Bay, and Swakopmund. Of course, the National Cancer Walk goes towards our financial assistance funds for our kids, the Chika Fund, and our adult patient financial assistance fund.
The High Court in East London, South Africa, has sentenced three people for a 2024 farm attack at Lorraine Farm in Bluewater. The men were convicted of kidnapping, attempted murder, and robbery. The National Prosecuting Authority's Lucholo Tyali says the stolen items were worth over 2.2 million rand.
The Eastern Cape High Court sentenced Luthando Ngangelizwe and Sego Price to 25 years imprisonment, while Odwa Jaban sentenced to 30 years imprisonment. We hope that this will serve as a deterrent to other would-be robbers who think attacking farms is a way of making quick money.
Mali's military leader, General Assimi Goïta, has been granted a renewable five-year presidential term by the transitional parliament, allowing him to remain in power until at least 2030. The BBC reports that despite earlier promises to restore democracy, the transition will continue indefinitely until Mali is quote-unquote pacified. And finally, Grammy-winning music legend Angelique Kidjo, who is from Benin, has made history as the first Black African performer to be selected for a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Kidjo was announced among the 2026 honorees alongside stars like Miley Cyrus, Timothy Chalamet, Demi Moore, and Shaquille O'Neal. Find all these stories and much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.